Well, the Minister for Special Education has described as appalling the case where a child with Down syndrome was removed from a classroom and instead placed in a school foyer with a special needs assistant. The school involved was ordered to pay €12,000 in compensation by the Workplace Relations Commission. Josephine Madigan speaking this morning says she welcomed the decision by the WRC and that she'd been extremely disappointed when she'd read the details of the case in the judgment. The school's actions had been discriminatory and egregious and there could be no excuse for those actions. The situation with regards to it has been outlined in that situation with regards to the child being put out in the foyer despite the fact that being allowed in the class for only about 45 minutes in relation to. Now, there have been discussions and details released in the judgment that school said they weren't properly resourced. However, they turned down support that was offered to them by specialist organisations in this area in relation to that as well. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail, we've got Marie O'Connor from Tralee, former education officer with Down Syndrome Ireland at Down Syndrome Kerry. Marie, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme this morning. Now, you're a parent of a child with Down Syndrome, now an adult. What's your reaction, I suppose, to hearing the details of this case? Quite distressing for lots of families.
Yeah, well, thank you, Gerry. I'm actually quite shocked and appalled, obviously. I am just a bit bewildered how it could have happened in light of the fact that Down Syndrome Ireland offered support to the school and also that the National Council for Special Education offered support to the school. So really, there's no excuse for what happened. And it is very discriminatory for this child and really upsetting for their family.
Now, the girl started in junior infants in September 2016, was taken out of the school by her parents in 2019 when she was in first class. And that obviously that was following on from this failure to deal with the situation that there was in the classroom whereby the child couldn't be taught alongside other mainstream children.
Yeah. Well, it's a total regression, Gerry, because, like, for instance, say when my daughter Louisa started school, she's currently 28, so that would have been 16 years ago, you know, 17 years ago. And I was education officer for Down Syndrome Ireland at that time and for the years afterwards. And at that point, it was all very new for schools to take in children with varying abilities, like children with Down Syndrome. And we had to set up a process where they would have support. The SNA system came in, the resource hours came in, and it was a long and hard struggle. But now it looks like, you know, there wasn't the will on the part of the school to properly include this child. Now, I would hope this is an isolated incident. I think.
Yeah. And my understanding from the coverage of the case was that it's the first time a school had refused an offer of support from Down Syndrome Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, schools have no excuse in that there is support out there. Now, having said that, I have a daughter teaching. I'm a retired teacher. And it is really difficult for schools to get the necessary resources still. There's an arduous process in which they can, you know, apply for an SNA and resource hours. It is not easy for schools to get the proper support still. I have to say that.
Yeah, yeah, and that needs to happen as well because it can be a challenging situation. You have to, the teacher in question has to look after the needs of the child and also the needs of the fellow students if the behaviour has been disrupting or the system is not working, that everyone gets educated equally.
Absolutely, and a child with Down syndrome is just as entitled to an education as a child without Down syndrome. And in fact, it's not only kind of helping the child with Down syndrome by including them, but it's also teaching the other children about inclusion and teaching them about awareness about disability. So, like, everybody profits if it's done properly, you know, and if the school can properly support the child, it is always a very good experience for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. One of the concerning aspects of this particular case as well is that the girl's mother told the WRC hearing there was no communication from the school about the fact her daughter was spending most of her school day outside the classroom with her SNA, that she became concerned. It was her other daughter, who was in the class, told her sister was not in the classroom.
Absolutely. And, like, that can happen, Gerry, to be honest, because many children with Down syndrome may not be able to verbalise exactly what's going on in school during the day. So they're quite dependent on somebody else to advocate for them. I mean, Louisa's 28, but I'm still an advocate for her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That never ends, and it's a lifetime commitment for any parent. what parents can do without this kind of stress. As I say, I would imagine this is a very isolated instance. I think in the main, schools are very welcoming to people with varying abilities.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and
listen,
they do include them and try their best to include them, even without the necessary resources.
Yeah, would you hope that lessons will be learned from this?
I hope so. I hope so, Jerry. It's not an easy situation for any for the parent or the family. It's very distressing, but you know there are very good supports out there. Down Syndrome Ireland have an excellent education officer for Down with Bravey. You know, we would have had support from Patricia Griffin here in Kerry for schools in Kerry. There's lots of support there if people go and ask for it.
Yeah, it certainly is. Marie, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for taking the time to talk to us about that this morning.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks a million.
So up there, that's Marie O'Connor from Tralee, former education officer with Down Syndrome Ireland and with Down Syndrome at Kerry.